Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode. Remember, this is not medical advice. All right, so if you've listened to our content for any length of time, you're super familiar with the fact that sunlight has ultraviolet rays, and ultraviolet rays wreak havoc on your skin. They cause skin cancer, they cause wrinkles. None of us want that, so that's why we advocate that you use sunscreen, and we always talk about using mineral sunscreens. Sunscreens work by reflecting or absorbing ultraviolet rays from the sun so that it never reaches your skin, and that's how it prevents skin cancer and that's how it prevents wrinkles. But we've never talked about infrared rays, which are also wavelengths of light that come from the sun. It's also called radiant heat, and just think of when you light a fire. Back before we all had electricity, people would light fires to see at night, and that's one part of what fire emits. It emits visible light. But the other part that fire emits is infrared light, and that's what produces heat, and that's why people warn themselves by fires. Infrared light also comes from the sun, not just fires. And this is a really important part of living on Earth. You get sun exposure, you're exposed to ultraviolet rays, you're also exposed to infrared rays from the sun. And you guessed it, these infrared rays can also interact with your skin, and that's kind of the topic of today's subject. We're going to review a paper that looked at antioxidants and their topical application to the skin and how it can prevent damage from infrared rays from the sun. I'll link the paper in the show notes for you. So here's the context. We've long known that ultraviolet rays from the sun damage human skin, and as a consequence, you can get things like skin cancer and wrinkles. So, how did we deal with this? Well, we developed sunscreens. Sunscreens that specifically protect against UVB and UVA. Remember, UVB is ultraviolet B radiation, UVA is ultraviolet A radiation, and both have specific effects on your skin. For example, UVB causes DNA damage and it also leads to sunburns. We think largely UVB causes skin cancers. UVA penetrates more deeply and it damages collagen, which lead to wrinkles, but UVA can also lead to skin cancers, including melanoma. But here's the really interesting thing. Recently, it's been appreciated that radiation from infrared rays from the sun also causes damage to human skin. And so far, the science is showing that infrared radiation is actually responsible for aging of your skin as well, premature aging. Scientists who've looked at this subject have discovered that infrared radiation causes damage to your skin largely through reactive oxygen species. These are also known as free radicals. So, if you don't know a lot about this, maybe pause the podcast and look that up. But basically, free radicals are they're singlet oxygen, and it can grab onto a lot of molecules, including DNA, and cause DNA mutations. So, they're harmful to your skin. And this is how we think infrared radiation damages your skin through reactive oxygen species. So the scientists who performed this study basically came up with this idea that if infrared radiation causes oxidative damage to your skin, maybe using antioxidants would prevent skin damage from infrared rays. And this was the basis of the paper that I'm going to discuss for you right now. First, they came up with an antioxidant formula, and this is like a cream they made. It contained vitamin C, vitamin E, ubiquinone, which is vitamin K, and then lastly, grape seed extract. And this formula was developed based on a prior study they did on human skin cells without having any human volunteers. But the paper that I'm sharing with you now involves human volunteers, which was the basis for their claims, which they're about to make. So 30 people were enrolled in Dusseldorf, Germany. 11 were men, 19 were women. Their average age was around 47 between all 30 participants. And here's what they did. They applied sunscreen that was just a chemical-based sunscreen, and then they applied sunscreen plus that antioxidant formula, again, that had vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, and grape seed extract. And they applied this to their butts for 10 consecutive days. There were four locations on their butts, and this it sounds funny, but this is a true story. This is science, people. Listen carefully. So on their left upper butt, they put on just sunscreen for 10 days. On their left bottom butt, they put on sunscreen plus the antioxidants for 10 days. On the right side of their butts, they didn't do anything. So this is the untreated side. After 10 days of this regimen, they got a single dose of infrared radiation to both sides of their butt. 24 hours after that, they got four biopsies. Yes, four biopsies on their butts. That's a lot of biopsies. Honestly, you couldn't pay me enough to participate to have four biopsies at one time, unless it were completely necessary to rule out like a skin cancer. It's just punch biopsies on the skin are not fun. My personal experience is zero, but I have a lot of patients that I biopsy every time I see them, and I don't think anyone loves getting a biopsy, so short digression there. Okay, so but from their butts, they got four biopsies. One biopsy was from the treated side with sunscreen only. One biopsy was from the treatment side that had sunscreen plus the antioxidants. The third biopsy was an untreated infrared irradiated butt cheek. And then the fourth biopsy was unirradiated skin that was also untreated. So there's two controls here. One, the first control that's a negative control is the irradiated site with no treatment. And then the second control is the sham control. And that basically means there was no treatment at all. There was no there was no infrared radiation and there was no treatment at all. So, and the reason for having two controls is you can look at the data a little bit more carefully. It was necessary to ensure that the treatment itself actually had an effect. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, send me an email and I'll be happy to explain to you. Anyways, here are the results. Basically, what they found, and they used a surrogate to determine infrared irradiation changes in the skin. So the surrogate was matrix metalloproteinase 1, and that enzyme is upregulated when you have sun irradiation. When you get sun on your skin responds by producing this protein that degrades collagen. And one surrogate for photoaging is how much of that protein or enzyme you're making, because if you're making a lot of it, you're ultimately going to get a lot of wrinkles. What they found was irradiation with infrared light from this sun simulating machine causes an upregulation, higher levels of the enzyme matrix metalloproteinase. So levels of that enzyme were the lowest in the skin biopsy site that had no treatment and no infrared radiation. And that makes perfect sense. That's kind of validating what our expectations are. The skin site that underwent biopsy that had irradiation but no treatment had the highest level of matrix metalloproteinase enzyme. And again, that supports that infrared radiation causes an upsurge of production of this enzyme, and it's a response to contain the damage that was induced. Now, the skin site that got sunscreen only, without the antioxidant mixture, also had upregulation of matrix metalloproteinase. And that essentially means that sunscreen doesn't protect against infrared rays. Because if it did, the matrix metalloproteinase enzyme level would be lower than the irradiated site that got no treatment. Now here's the kicker. The site that got treatment with sunscreen plus antioxidants had significantly lower levels of matrix metalloproteinase. And that was statistically significant, meaning it wasn't just chance. They saw it repeatedly in people that got this mixture, this antioxidant mixture. So that means that sunscreen with antioxidants, and I think you can eliminate the sunscreen piece altogether. I think that's a follow-up study that needs to be done. But back to the point, antioxidant mixtures that contain vitamin C, E, K, and this grapeseed extract can protect against infrared radiation and the damage it causes to your skin. Yeah, like I was saying, the next logical study would be to just do the antioxidant mixture by itself and then do the same study again and see if the results were the same. There was a trend showing that sunscreen did help to a very small degree protect against infrared radiation, but it wasn't statistically significant, so we can say, okay, maybe that was chance alone. At any rate, I think this is a really interesting result that we should discuss a little bit more. I think that infrared rays are really not talked about by most people, including dermatologists. I'm super guilty of not discussing that fact with my patient. So, with my patients. And so, what I would say from learning from this paper myself is that if you actually want the healthiest skin barrier and the best chance at protecting your skin from sun damage, you would want to use an antioxidant in addition to your sunscreen. And actually, this paper and others like it, this isn't the first time I've come across this data, but this paper is really convincing that I was making a good decision to develop a vitamin C serum because vitamin C is an antioxidant and it probably protects against infrared rays. And I think for the time being, for you listeners out there that want a practical takeaway from this podcast episode is to use a vitamin C serum regularly. Make sure it has vitamin E. And if you find one with vitamin K and some grapeseed, that's even better. I should just note briefly for you that the authors did use a proprietary brand. It's called Ladival, Ladival. That is something that is not for sale in the US. I did find this Ladival product for babies on Amazon, but I think that's really only available in Europe. So, anyways, I'm going to work on my vitamin C serum and add some vitamin K and some grapeseed extract based on this data. So, I hope you learned something new, and I hope this supports your decision to use topical antioxidants on your skin because sunscreen, although I'm a huge advocate, use your mineral stuff. It's obviously not providing complete protection against all of the spectra of light that the sun emits. So, if you want full protection against UVA and infrared, you got to use sunscreen, you got to use an antioxidant. Hope that helps. See you in the next episode.